William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Wedding at Moonglow Bay, a novel by Lori Wilde, performed by Terry Schnaubelt. This book is dedicated to Cheryl Nason. Thank you for all the lovely luncheon discussions. The world is a brighter place because you're in it. Thank you for being my friend. Part 1. The Wedding. Chapter 1. When I saw you, I fell in love, and you smiled because you knew. Arrigo boito. The first time Samantha Riley married into the Ginelli family, her fanciful in-laws called it the lightning strike. In reverential tones, Nick's parents, Marcella and Tino, told romantic tales of legendary ancestors who'd been hit by metaphorical love lightning. Generations of Ginellis had fallen madly in love at first sight and ended up in solid, long-lasting marriages, and they had the genealogical records to prove it. There wasn't a single story of the lightning strike gone awry. Legend had it, once you got walloped by the 1-2 punch of predestined love, in Ginelli land you were mated for a happily ever after life. She'd fallen in love with the entire Ginelli clan as surely as she'd fallen in love with their youngest son. The Ginellis represented everything she'd longed for as an orphaned child, a loving, tight-knit family who always had her back. They might be a little meddlesome at times, but it all came from a place of genuine love and respect. Samantha met Nick on the first day of her high school junior year. Her foster family, the Delaneys, had just moved from Houston a month earlier as her foster father, Heath, had taken a position working with the Moonglow Cove Chamber of Commerce. After years in a high-pressure corporate human resources job, he was ready for the slower pace of a small beachside tourist town. Piper, Samantha's foster sister and best friend in the entire world, declared the town B-O-R-I-N-G, and she was pouting as they walked into Moonglow Cove High School together, unsure of where the registrar's office was or how to find their classrooms. "Hey, look, what a cute mascot," Samantha said to cheer up her pal, and pointed at a chubby-cheeked chipmunk painted on the wall. Chipmunk Charlie had his head thrown back in raucous laughter, his white teeth flashing and big tail thumping. "Seriously, a ground squirrel? That is so lame." "But look at his beautiful grin." Samantha widened her own smile in effigy. "Chipmunk Charlie would be an amuse-bouche for Ivan." Piper studied her fingernails with their chipped chartreuse polish. In Houston, their mascot had been a tiger nicknamed Ivan the Terrible. Cheesy? Oh yeah, but Piper was right. Fierce Ivan would make short work of cheerful Charlie. "A school the size of Moonglow Cove wouldn't scrimmage our old high school." "God, don't be so literal." Piper rolled her eyes. "Let me guess, their class song has to be that silly chipmunk song." In a voice that sounded like she'd been inhaling helium, Piper sang a few bars of the Christmas tune by Alvin and the Chipmunks. Samantha interlaced her fingers and brought her hands to her heart. "Please try to like this place for me." "Okay, sure." Laughing, Piper slipped her arm through Samantha's and pulled her into a skip as they bounced jauntily down the hallway. People turned to stare as they skipped past. Boldly, Piper stuck out her tongue as Samantha's face heated up. "We're really doing this on the first day?" Samantha asked, feeling self-conscious. "Yeah, baby, fly in our freak flag. Let them put that in their zigzags and smoke it." They rounded the corner, and a thick stream of students came pouring in through the side door, forcing them to halt abruptly. Piper blinked. "Okay, Miss Spreadsheet, where do we go from here?" "Come on." Samantha led the way to the registrar's office. "Where's your normal sunshiny self?" "Back in Houston. Dad ruined my life dragging us to Podunk USA."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?